joining today with Marilyn and Sarah. We are so very, very happy to have you with us today. And I'm super excited because my daughter Isabel is also joining our program here in just a few minutes. So this is like a three-generation TV program for you today and a ministry time for you today. And here's an encouraging testimony to share with you. Amy was watching our TV program and we prayed for healing in her foot. And she called and said that after receiving the prayer, that she was miraculously healed. My goodness. Do you have a healing need in your life today? Please pick up the phone, hop on the website. We would love to pray for you, especially if you have a healing need in your life. We know that God answers prayer. And Mom, I know we have something exciting you want to share with our partners. What do you want to say to our partners today?
Well, I want to say to our partners, you need to be a partner if you're not one. And we love partners and appreciate them. And the names of God, I think, are very important for partners to know that we take those names and we pray over them and we believe God. So I just want to thank all the partners.
Yeah.
They're a blessing.
Yeah.
So, and of course, you can call about your needs.
That's right. And you know, partners, you help us to cover the earth with the word and connect everyone to the heart of God. So thank you so much for helping us and really being so steady with your prayer, your financial support. We're very, very grateful for you. And in just a moment here, we're going to be joining this really powerful ministry time with Isabel, my mom, and me on the names of God. And in this powerful time, ministry time, we have the opportunity for you to grab copies of our Names of God cards, as well as Mom's Names of God book. So watch this now for God to bless you.
Do you know how loved you are? The King of the universe loves you so much and he wants to be in relationship with you. So if you've never prayed this prayer, I would invite you to pray with me. Father, I thank you right now that you are King of my heart. You are King of my life. Please come in and be in charge of my heart, be in charge of my soul, and show me how much you love me. Father, I give my heart, my mind, my choices to you, and I submit it to you. In your name we pray. Amen.
We're so happy to have you joining us today. And of course, you can see here we have Isabel, we have my mom, and we are thrilled because we get to minister to you today about the names of God. And before we hop into this, I just want to encourage you that we have these free cards that we want to put in your hands today. These are the Names of God cards. So hop on the phone, get on the website. This is free. And it is our gift to you so that the names of God are not something kind of remote and obscure, but very practical and available and easy to read and apply in your lives every single day. And Mom, you know, there's one of the your favorite names of God is something that everybody needs in their lives. What's one of your favorite names of God?
Jehovah Shalom.
Jehovah Shalom.
Yes.
And why is that?
Because it's peace.
Yeah.
And peace is powerful. Because I think for anyone to have peace in this day and all the junk and trash that's going on is a big deal. And so in the morning when I get up, there are specific things I say for the day. I say, the Lord is my peace for today. Today. And make it immediately and not way off distant someplace.
Mm-hmm. And the Lord is our peace. I mean, that's one of the fundamental names of God. And you might be watching right now and maybe you don't have peace in your life. Maybe you're struggling with anxiety, worry. Maybe you have panic attacks. Maybe you have some depression. Maybe all the circumstances around you are just like, whoa, and you just feel like you're biting your nails and you're anxious. We want to pray for you. So hop on the phone, get on the website, give us the privilege and opportunity of getting to pray for you. And of course, grab your free gift today, the Names of God cards. That'll be a tremendous blessing in your life. And Isabel, have you ever seen God become peace in your life?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've talked about this before, but I dealt with very serious anxiety and I would have panic attacks. And I love the word shalom, because it's not just peace, but it means wholeness. And it means settling back into the original design. And you know, I remember learning about that word shalom in my Hebrew classes and just really taking a step and applying that word to my own life and my own walk through anxiety and through panic attacks, and just receiving the name of God. God is my peace. I am made whole. Anxiety is not a part of my original design. Anxiety is not a part of what God is doing in my life right now, but I am made whole and I am at peace in His presence. And I would encourage you right now, if you're watching and you're struggling with anxiety and panic attacks, I know what that feels like. And it's scary and it's a cycle, but God didn't design you to suffer with anxiety. He designed you to thrive. He designed you to be whole and in wellness. And He is your Jehovah Shalom. He is the God who brings peace to your situations. He brings order where there's chaos, and He quiets all of those what ifs, all of those, what if this happens? What if this? He is your shalom. He is your peace. So call right now. Go on our website. We want to pray with you that you would know God as your peace more and more every day.
That's so powerful, because I think a lot of times you're watching right now, and I know that there are circumstances in your life that can be very disturbing, unsettling, and create anxiety to you. I know for myself, there's been more than one occasion where I'll wake up in the night and then my head starts going, I'm like, well, what about, and this and this, and I'm like, I tell myself, hey, you can't change anything at 2:30 a.m. Stop, and this, you know, and then your head just spins, spins, spins. Many of you watching right now, you're like, that was me. Like, that's been me, and you struggle. And that anxiety and that worry and the fear and all the stress, it interrupts your sleep, it interrupts your day. And some of you just, you feel like you're just a constant raw nerve, you know, like your exposed wire, just always anxious and fretting. And we want to pray for you. So hop on the phone. Get on the website. Give us the privilege, opportunity of getting to pray for you. And I also want to minister this verse to you as well. Two verses from Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. And it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. And the word guard in the Greek is this idea of a soldier or a sentry standing in a offensive, defensive posture to repel anxiety and worry and fear and all those things that cause you panic. All those things, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. So please hop on the phone, get on the website. And you might know some people who are struggling with anxiety. And you say, well, I don't have that problem. But you know people who are. And we want to make sure that we get to you this free copy of the Names of God cards. And in here, this packet right here, you'll get 12 of the names of God. And they are so, so powerful. And one of the things, if you had these, like, in what ways would you want to see them, these cards? How could you use them?
I would put one on my bathroom mirror. I would hang one up. You know, you could take a picture and make it your wallpaper. And there's 12 of them. So you could do like one a month. And you could take that month,
nice.
And you could say, okay, God, you are Jehovah. Where are you, Jehovah, in my scripture reading? Where are you, Jehovah, in my everyday? On your dashboard, in your car, you put it up there. Mm-hmm. There's really all sorts of options.
Mm-hmm. Totally, totally good. So make sure you grab your copy or grab your packet of Names of God cards. And of course, we want to encourage you to get this book that my mom wrote called The Names of God. And Mom, mm-hmm. you know, when you wrote this book,
yes.
there were some things that were happening, and there was some encouragement for you when you wrote this. What was something that encouraged you in this book?
Well, in this book, I began to take His name for peace, because I did not have peace in some situations. And I had invitations, but I didn't have peace to go with the invitation. So I took the peace of God with it. And that really, really, really made a difference there.
And, you know, Mom, I remember you talking about one time you were in Pakistan, and, you know, there were these terrorists who were assigned and that would be very unsettling. How did God's peace, Jehovah Shalom, how did that minister to you then?
Well, because I think they thought that I could die over there, and that they had the provision to do it, and that I was walking and living in peace, Sarah. It was wonderful. And so I have found God can give you peace in the worst of circumstances. Mm-hmm. So I love that you can take this and be whole.
And a lot of times people may not be ministering in Pakistan.
No.
But they might have kids that are unsettling or
right.
disturbing or issues in families or you know, problems on their job. And sometimes I think there's things genetically, generationally, that can create anxiety and panic. Do you have any thoughts on that, Isabel?
I think that God is the God who breaks generational curses, and He is mighty to save, and that the fears of my past do not define my present, and they don't define my future. And I know even as I, after that happened, I remember I was very fearful to travel overseas. After that happened with Mimi, even though she had all this peace, I did not have peace at all. But I remember I took a trip to Europe, and you prayed with me before I took the trip, and you said, you know, the peace of God will guard your heart, like the Lord stands and will protect you. And I had so much peace, mm-hmm. and I went on that trip, and the Lord protected me, and it was just a powerfully sweet time.
Mm-hmm. And I was nervous. I remember when I prayed for you, and I was like, almost kind of trembly, because I was like, you know, this is my little girl. And so I was anxious. And you might be watching right now, and maybe you have family issues. Maybe you're anxious about one of your kids or a couple of, maybe you're anxious about your grandkids. And we would love to pray for you that the peace of God would guard your heart and mind, would stand vigilant in protection of your heart and your mind. Because I think that whole thing of anxiety and worry and panic and fear and insecurity, that can not only be a head thing, but it can also be a heart thing. And that's why I love this verse, because it's the peace of God, which stands guard, which protects, is vigilant over your heart as well as your mind, your thoughts, your emotions, all that internal. And regardless of what happens externally, you have that peace internally that's stabilizing regardless of the circumstances. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We would love to pray for you. And of course, grab your free gift of the Names of God cards. They will help you in your daily living today.
This year, with your generous help, this ministry stepped into some of the darkest places on earth, bringing light, hope, and the power of God's word. In Syria, Bangladesh, and Pakistan, war and devastating natural disasters threatened thousands of people who lost everything, having to flee their homes with just the clothes on their backs. With the help of our faithful partners, we were able to send aid to these desperate places, providing food, water, medical care, and safe shelter. In Bangladesh, where 99% of people have never heard the name of Jesus, we sent Bibles and held healing meetings. I preached the word to thousands of people, and the power of God brought healing, deliverance, and salvation. In Brazil, our ministry team was used by God, walking the streets, visiting schools, discipling youth, and witnessing lives changed by the power of God. In Israel, we equipped first responders with emergency medical bags and meals, strengthening their hands to save lives. Decades of my grandmother's teachings have been restored and are being released on all media platforms to reach a new generation with the same timeless truths of God's word. But we need your help to do this. As 2025 comes to a close, please prayerfully consider sowing a gift to help us continue taking the power of God's word to this hurting world. Call or click today to give your very best gift.
Did you know that God has 19 names? Each of His names reveals something new and exciting about God's character that can minister specifically to your needs. In her special CD set, The Names of God, Marilyn teaches each of God's individual names and what they reveal about Him. Develop a deeper intimacy with God as He reveals Himself to you through His many names. This CD set can be yours for a gift of any amount. Also, for your gift of $30, we will send you both the CD set and the Names of God book. Marilyn's practical teaching on the 19 different names of God will whet your appetite to pursue fully God's love and purpose for your life. As a special offer to you for your gift of $90 or more, we will send you both the CD set and book, as well as our Names of God Afghan, to help you develop a stronger relationship with Him. Let Marilyn show you how to see all of His wonderful gifts for you through each one of His names. Call or click to...
Welcome back to Today with Marilyn and Sarah. You will love today. You'll love what God does in you in this program. This is very, very special.
It's true. And Mom, I know that you've written this book, The Names of God.
Right.
And I remember growing up and you were talking about all these names and you talked about guacamole and because Jehovah is something or another.
Right, right.
But one of your favorite names of God is right here on Jehovah Rapha. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, because the Bible says he heals. And I think a lot of people don't believe that for today. And that's very important to us. And so I wake up, if I don't feel real well, I say, today is my health day. And I claim the things that God says. So, and I claim it for others, you know, that call in. And they want health, not just healing, but health.
Yeah.
That's important.
Yeah, and Amy, this is one of our testimonies that came into our prayer line. She watched our program, and when you prayed for healing, her foot pain was miraculously healed.
Good.
How incredible is that? And if you're watching right now and you have a physical ailment, you have pain in your body, I want to encourage you that God, Jehovah Rapha, wants to heal you. There are people watching and you have arthritis in your elbows, you have pain, you have growth, little fatty tumor deposits on your shoulders and your neck. God wants to heal those today. So go on the phones, get on our websites. We want to pray with you that Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Rapha, God the healer, would meet you in your body and would heal your physical body. And of course, when you call, make sure you ask for the Names of God card. This is our free gift to you. We want you to get these Names of God cards in your hand. You can be very blessed. Jehovah Rapha is one of them.
Mm-hmm. It's true. And Mom, you know, I remember you always share this testimony about when you were first married and the doctor said that you had an enlarged heart.
Right.
And what happened with that? Because that could be a problem. Like, that's in your 20s, right?
Right. And, you know, they act like you can't be healed of that. So I act like I can be healed of that. And so I just claim healing. And really, I've been a very active person for many years. So I can say, hey, this is real. This is real to me, and it can be real to you.
Mm-hmm. And you might be watching right now and you have heart issues. You might have an enlarged heart. You might have weakness, genetic weakness from, you know, family problems and generational heart struggles. Some families are prone towards heart attacks and weaknesses. We want to encourage you, hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you today that God would be your healer. And of course, when you do, grab free. This is our free gift to you. And to encourage your faith that God is absolutely your healer. And if you're watching, you know, you're like, well, I don't need healing, but I have some financial needs. Or you're watching, you're like, you know, we talked earlier about being anxious. You have panic attacks. And God is absolutely not just your healer. God is also your peace. God is your provider. Seriously, we want to get these cards to you today for you to know God in new and fresh ways. And not just from a distance or from a teaching, but in your own experience. And I was reading this testimony. It was super powerful. From Robin, who called our prayer line for her friend to be healed from lung and throat cancer.
Wow.
And every time I read this, it just so encourages me. Because when her friend had the biopsy, it showed that the cancer was gone. You know, that's another big thing. People get the C word and they like, woo, you know, and that freaks them out.
True.
What do you think about that, Isabel?
I think cancer is a curse from the pits of hell, and it cannot take root in people's body. It says the seed of the righteous will not fail. And so we just reject cancer and we say that it will not take root. It will not come to prosper, and it has to die right now.
Mm-hmm.
We have authority over cancer. Jesus says all authority on heaven and earth has been given to me. I give it to you. And so we say Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Rapha, God is the God who heals, and cancer has no place.
Mm-hmm.
Cancer is this teeny little ant, and we're going to step on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, why don't you pray for our audience? And if you have cancer anywhere in your body, put your hand, if you can, wherever that is. And Isabel, would you pray for
Absolutely.
That?
Lord, I thank you right now for every person watching. And I send the word into these bodies, which heals them and delivers them from all maladies. Cancer, I curse you. I reject you. You have to leave right now. Tumors shrivel up, fall away, and die. I speak to blood cancers. I speak to bone cancer. I speak to thyroid cancer, colon, every part of the body where there is cells that are not operating as they should. They're dying right now. And I thank you, Jesus, that you are healing friends and healing loved ones. You know, Mimi, you say healing rings the bell. And so, Lord, we know that there are loved ones who have cancer who don't know you. And so, Jesus, I thank you that this healing, that this supernatural power would shift things and that you would reveal yourself to people in new ways as Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals them. So we crush cancer. We curse it at its root. You have to dry up and leave these bodies right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. You know, another area that I think is really very essential for healing, Mom, there are individuals watching that can't have children, right? And you were diagnosed with that,
right?
It was like kind of a genetic thing. Yeah, you couldn't have kids. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, they told me you can never have a child. You know, that is kind of it really is a curse, I think. And so it needs to be broken. So I didn't believe that. I believed that God could heal my body. I could have a child. And I had you. Mm-hmm.
So, and the doctors checked you. You thought you were pregnant. And the doctor, you went to your doctor and he's like, nope, not going to happen. Tell us what happened there.
That was something. He said, no, you can't have a child. You never will get pregnant. And, you know, I thought, yes, I will. Because God can do anything. And so I believe I can have a child. And I had you. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they said to me, well, you're pregnant. I am. Yes, you are. Well, they told me I couldn't be. Well, you are anyway.
Yeah. And, you know, God can do the supernatural. Oh. Humans and medical stuff is great. And it can be a very good help and support. Yeah. But God can do beyond what the human doctors say and their best efforts. So you might be watching right now and you would like to get pregnant and you haven't been able to, whatever kind of problems, there's all kinds of problems that can go with that. But we would love to pray for you that God would give you a supernatural pregnancy. I believe that God specializes in that. So hop on the phone, get on the website, and of course grab your free cards today. We love these cards. There are 12 cards in here, and all of the names, not all, but a lot of the names of God that you read about in the Old Testament, you can see how God is revealed in these various names of God, and this will be very, very helpful in your daily living. There are times in your life when you can be nervous. You can have a lack of victory. And I know that's one of the things you love to talk about, Isabel, is victory, God, our victory. What is that?
That's Jehovah Nissi. It's from Deuteronomy, and it's God, the Lord is my banner. But it can also translate to victory or identity. And when we join ranks, when we, you know, lock arms with the people around us, and we say, God is my banner, I look to him, and he is who I'm going to fight for and fight under, and he has gone before me and already has the victory. And there are many of you who are in the battle for finances. Maybe you have something that's not fair in legal battles. The Lord is your victory. He has already gone before you and he has won the war. So get on the phones, get on the website. We want to join with you in prayer, believing that God is your victory and that you will not fail. This battle, you will be triumphant and you won't stop fighting until you win.
Mm-hmm. And we read a testimony of a gentleman who is in a legal battle.
Yeah.
And he called for prayer. We prayed with him and some evidence was revealed that participated in that legal battle and really helped him kind of turn it to his victory.
Yeah.
And so you might be watching right now, and if you're in a legal battle and you're struggling, maybe somebody has taken you to court or you've been wrongly accused, or maybe you did something wrong, you're like, I need God to come and turn this around, to bring transformation, give me victory. Please hop on the phone, get on the website. And I know this. I know that there is no battle that is too strong for God. There is no ailment, no sickness that God cannot heal. There is no situation that God cannot transform. There is no anxiety that the peace of God cannot chase away and be a replacement for that anxiety. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We love to pray for you. And we see God answer prayer every single day. Grab your Names of God cards today. They'll be so, so helpful to you in your daily living today.
Did you know that God has 19 names? Each of his names reveals something new and exciting about God's character that can minister specifically to your needs. In her special CD set, The Names of God, Marilyn teaches each of God's individual names and what they reveal about him. Develop a deeper intimacy with God as he reveals himself to you through his many names. This CD set can be yours for a gift of any amount. Also, for your gift of $30, we will send you both the CD set and the Names of God book. Marilyn's practical teaching on the 19 different names of God will whet your appetite to pursue fully God's love and purpose for your life. As a special offer to you for your gift of $90 or more, we will send you both the CD set and book, as well as our Names of God Afghan, to help you develop a stronger relationship with him. Let Marilyn show you how to see all of his wonderful gifts for you through each one of his names. Call or click today.
We're so glad that you've joined this program. Mom, would you pray for our audience to know the names of God?
Yes, because that's a very personal walk with God. It's awesome.
Yeah.
So, Father, I pray for everyone watching this program that we will have a direct connection with you, that it isn't just maybe, but for sure we have that connection. So we connect today in our prayer, and we believe today is that turnaround, breakthrough, ministry time that God is giving to us personally today. Amen.
Hallelujah. And Lord, I just want to tag right along. And I thank you, Jesus, that you are encountering each and every member of our audience in a specific way today, that they will know you for each individual situation as the God who provides, the God who heals, the God of peace, the God who's always with them. I thank you for our audience. And I thank you that they would really seek after you in a new way today. In your name we pray. Amen. We are so excited that you're joining us today. Thank you so much. We want you to call right now and get your copy of the Names of God cards for free. This is our gift to you. We want you to learn more about God in your daily life. So make sure you call, go on the website right now, make sure you get this. We are so blessed by your presence here. And I know that God wants to encounter you in a new way today. He wants to minister to your heart, to minister to your situation, to your family, and he wants to bless you in a totally new way today.